wounded.
Did you see that?
The words reached into the black water of Akil's dream and pulled him to the surface. His eyelids flickered open. He had been asleep with his head resting against the vibrating hull of the scout. A sky of weeping fire filled the dreamscape. Akil was about to look away when he saw the first flash. He stared at the sky, blinking. For an instant, he was sure he had seen another flash, low on the hazed horizon, swallowed by the distant banks of fog. Then another, and another. As he looked up, fresh stars were blazing and blinking out, strobing and burning for the length past the glass of their periscopes, billowing like sediment stirred at the bottom of a river. Tahira had to suppress a clench of fear in her guts. For a moment it felt as though they had plunged into deep, polluted water. She focused on the Auspex to calm herself, watching the blue markers of Talon and Silence draw closer to either side of her machine. They would normally have spread out, relying on Auspex and Vox to stay connected. But with Silence hobbling on a half-broken track, they stayed as close as they could. They kept on moving for 4 hours. They passed along roads littered with the carcasses of vehicles, through the rusted metal ribs of buildings and past pools of congealing slime. The clatter of sideways asleep, the hood of his suit riding up so that the eyepieces were pressed against his forehead. Perhaps it had not been real. Perhaps it was just an echo from her dream that had yet to fade. Her head felt like someone had hammered a nail into the centre of her forehead. Carefully she thumbed the internal vox. Out of the fog in front of Tahira's eyes as if stepping from behind a curtain. Curved plates of meters-thick armour covered its shoulders, and its back seemed bent under the weight of racked missiles. Pitted orange paint lacquered its metal skin. Its arms were long-barreled weapons. The oily skins of void shields sparkled in the fog, and electric grids of view slits, and the hull rang with the kiss of shrapnel. Akil whipped forward as Talon hit the ground. Pain detonated in his skull. A high-pitched buzz seemed to surround him, and warm liquid trickled down his forehead into his left eye. He reached for the control sticks, feeling their shape through his gloves, even as his vision clogged and blurred. Talon was still moving. The void shield trembled, fizzed, and collapsed. The las cannons kept firing, punching into the next layer. She watched the Titan's Gatling weapon building ponderous speed as it turned, while the plasma weapon on its other arm was breathing heat and sparks into the fog as its power built.
Fire main gun!
Not yet.
Now or we won't get...
Stripped of its cloak of shields. For a second, the god in iron stood naked under her gaze.
Sponson's fire, she said.
But she knew it was too late. The Titan strode towards her, closing the distance with steps that cratered the ground. The angry light around the god machine's plasma destructor was a forged steel from half-melted warhorns. Then the head rose, and the Titan straightened with a shriek of heat-warped gears. It opened fire. Shells tore from its remaining arm, churning the ground in front of it and filling the air with the thunder of its rage. Lanterns shook like a matchbox dancing in a hailstorm.
Go,
turret. Not at Selk, crouching in the space beneath his feet. Not at Kalsuri's, who had pulled his bulk out of the driving seat and was crouched next to the frontal las cannon. He did not need to look at them to know that they would be where they needed to be. They had all heard what he had said to Tahira. He had opened the transmission to the internal vox. None of them had said anything when he told the lie. The inside of Silence was ringing with the noise of explosions. The sound seemed to fade until it was the slow, deep surge of the sea on the world he had left long ago, the only world he had called home.
No way we could have run with a broken track anyway, said Jalina.